71 copy.
Good evening, Fork Whiting sounds good.
Thank you so much. I'm fixing to run the net in a minute or two, and I was wondering how I was getting into the repeater.
Sounds good. Standing by for that myself. W4 Fox Charlie Mike standing by.
I'll listen for you on the net. WD4CYM clear.
November Yankee Kilo Flash Romeo 6-1 repeater. The time is 9 p.m.
WCQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is WD4CYM. My name is Karen, and my location is near Columbus, North Carolina. In the interest of the promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. through the W4NYK repeater. And is also available via Echo Link node 545072. In the event of an emergency, this net may be activated. We're located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina, South Carolina border. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet above sea level. The repeater is owned and operated by the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur All amateurs licensed to operate on frequency are welcome and invited to check in. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net thanks the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society for allowing us to host our repeater. Formal or emergency traffic for the net. If so, please call WD4CYM. Announcements or bulletins for the net. Please call WD4CYM.
YM, good evening, Karen. WR8RW, some announcements this evening, please.
WR8RW, Robert, nice to hear you tonight. Go ahead with your announcements.
Good evening, everybody. WR8RW. Want to remind everybody that one last call for the Greenwood Ham Fest coming up this Saturday, the 11th of January, beginning at 9 o'clock at the Tech Center down in Greenwood. Our friends from West Cars DE will be there doing testing at 10:30. They will have a few vendors there, a big flea market, and good time to sit down and make some visual QSOs with some folks you haven't before. If you need some more information, go to w4gwd.org, and they will have that information there. I want to remind everybody that Greer Amateur Radio Club classes that are intended to begin this week. We've had some adjustments, and I got this from Gary Wise the other day, so let me go through it quickly. Tomorrow night's beginning Morse code class has been postponed until September. There weren't enough individuals signing up for that to have the course. The general class and the technician class that were scheduled to start next week, the 14th and the 15th, only two people have signed up for the general class, only one person for the technician class. They need to have at least five for each of those. So if they don't have five by this Friday, they very likely will cancel or postpone the classes until the autumn. The amateur extra class is a go for the 14th. They got five persons in the class. There is more room if you're interested in taking the course for the extra class so that you can test out. Go ahead and get a hold of Gary Wise, W4EEY. His phone is 864-201-5275. So another quick rundown. The CW class for the winter term has been postponed. Also, the general class and technician class might be postponed unless we get some more folks in those. The amateur extra class starting the 14th next Tuesday is on. Also want to remind everybody that the West Cars VE folks that will be down in Greenwood this week will be at the Red Cross building a week from Saturday at 940 Grove Road doing their testing for the third Saturday session. Be there about 9 o'clock. Sign in. Start your testing. If you need some help, get a hold of Steve, AF4RM, at AF4RM@bellsouth.net. Karen, thank you for the time. Please check me in. No traffic. Let me catch up with you with some rag shoe, Karen, and then I'll be here for your net report. WR8RW.
Does anyone need additional information on Robert's announcements? Heard. We appreciate those announcements. hope maybe they don't cancel any of those classes except the one you told about, the Morse code class. I hope maybe they can get enough people in the technician general class to make a go of it now. I'm glad they're going to go ahead and have the extra class. Okay, are there any other announcements for the net call WD4CYM? We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. You are requested to check in when your alphabetical group is called. When you check in, give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag cheek portion. But before we get started with the regular roll call, I'm going to call for Echo Link stations. Anyone on Echo Link, call WD4CYM.
WD4CYM, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango Sierra, Jim, in Chicago, Illinois. Be negative and negative. Just listen.
W4TS in Chicago, Illinois. You sound great to be so far away. All right, are there any other stations on Echo Link called WD4CYM? Start with the regular alphabetical roll call, beginning with stations I through L. Ida through Lima, call WD4CYM.
WYM, no Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James, up here on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, and 73s for each one of you.
Sam, please check in, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo, W4IOE. See it in Fletcher. Good evening to you, Karen. Thank you for calling the net. No traffic, no comment. Good evening to all.
WYM, India 4, Lima Zulu M, JI4LZI Mobile. Andy, Pickens, no traffic, no roundtable.
4CYM, thank you for calling the net for us. It's always a nice net when you're calling it. Please check in, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Fleet 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
The group of check-ins. We start with KK4JFO, Jim in Tuxedo. Always nice to hear you, Jim. W4IOE, Sid in Fletcher. KI4LCI, Andy on mobile down in Pickens. KK4JBQ, Larry in Greer. And KC4MFK, Donna. Anyone else, I through L, call WD4CYM. On to stations M through P, Mike through Papa, call WD4CYM.
4CYM, Karen, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Whiskey 2, Mike, Julia, Bravo, W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. And also check in my wife, Wendy, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, that's KN4HTP. Wendy, also here in Simpsonville. We'll be negative and negative, and we'll be in and out.
D4CYM. CYM. Again, K4OSH, Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra, Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, ma'am.
Group of check-ins, we start with KK4ONO, Ms. Lorena, KK4OMW, Rick, I believe, I'm not sure, what is Rick's call again? I believe it's DMW, I couldn't read my own writing. KK4DMW, Rick. JM4MOQ, Michelle. W2MJB, Mark. KN4HTP, Wendy. And K4OSH, Pat. Anyone else, M3P, call WD4CYM.
CYM. Kilo, November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf. KN4UBG, Kevin, Fountain Inn. I'll be negative negative, 73 to you, and everybody on that.
BG, Kevin, and Fountain Inn. Nice to hear you tonight. Anyone else, M3P, call WD4CYM. Andrew P, Quebec 3 Tango, call WD4CYM.
WD4CYM, please check in and out. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, and Inman.
At control, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Sierra, Mike, Oscar, KN4SMO, Scott in Greenville. Check me in and out. Have a good evening.
KN4RKN and KN4SMO, Scott in Greenville. Anyone else? Q3T, call WD4CYM. Go on to stations U through Z, United through Zulu. Call WD4CYM. Alpha through Delta, A through D. Call WD4CYM.
Charlie Delta, Mary in Greenville, negative and negative.
4CYM, November 4, Delta, India, Zulu. Joe in Travelers Rest. Good evening, Karen and the net. I am negative and negative. Good evening.
WD4CYM. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4CYM. Please check in November 4 Delta Juliet Charlie, Jerry and Anderson. I'll be negative and negative.
Portable, thank you, Bill. No traffic.
Could you repeat your call, please? You're cutting in and out.
Kilo Golf 4 Whiskey. November,
At that time, Landon and Dacusville, did you want to be in and out or make comments? Also, for DIZ, Joe in Traveler's Rest, W4DJD, Dave in Greer, N4DJC, and Landon, and I also heard a lady named Mary checking in. Somebody doubled with you, Mary, and I only got the last part of your call. I was only able to hear the last part of your call. You want to try it again? Let's go on to the last group. Stations Echo through Hotel, E through H, call WD4CYM.
WD4CYM, good evening, Karen. Hope you hear me on the handheld, okay? Please check in Whiskey 4, Foxtrot, Charlie Mike Portable, and Fred in Traveler's Rest, my wife Isla, November 4, India, Echo India, negative, negative, TR, thank you, Karen.
Whiskey in Kilo Charlie 4, November, Harry in Cameron, North Carolina, negative, negative, Karen, thanks.
Recognize this W4FCM, Fred, N4IEI, Isla, and KC4ECN, Harry, up in Chandler, North Carolina. Good to hear all of you. Anyone else, E through H, call WD4CYM. All the way through the alphabet this time. Anybody A through Z who hasn't got to check in yet, go ahead and call WD4CYM.
Pam, 4 Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, Keith, near Columbus. Good evening, Karen. Don't worry, everybody on the net. Just check me in and out tonight, Karen.
I am. Check in Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo, K4XB. My name is Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Net control, please check in and out via Echo Link, Kilo Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform, KK4FTU, Richard, Slabtown.
For CYM, Charlie 4 Whiskey, KC4W, Bill and Anderson. Good evening, Karen, and all on the net. No traffic, no roundtable. Thanks.
Recognizes Keith, KE4ZHF. Good to have you, Keith. And thanks for all the help you've given me with my radios. And Thor, I think he must be taking a cat nap. I recently got a new, well, it wasn't new, it was used, chest of drawers. He likes to climb up on that thing and take naps at night. Okay, K4XB, good to hear you tonight. I believe that's Tommy in Southern Greenville County. KK4FTU, Richard in Slabtown. Thanks for remembering the net and checking in with us. And KC4W, Bill. Thanks for checking in. I believe you're in Anderson. Anyone else? A through Z, call WD4CYM.
4CYM. Check in KN4VWA, Kilo, November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, Steve in Inman. I'll be negative and negative.
KN4VWA, Steve in Inman. Thanks for checking in with us. Hope you'll continue to. Anyone else all the way through the alphabet before we go on to RagTube, call WD4CYM.
Good evening, Karen. If you will, check in by via EchoLink. KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papaqua Bake Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood, negative and negative.
Hear you, Stephen, KA4PQA in Greenwood. Hope you get to go to the Greenwood Ham Fest. I won't get to go, I live too far away, but I hope you enjoy it. All right, we're going to start the rag tube portion of the net. Anyone wishing to secure may do so. And we're going to start with WR8RW. Go ahead, Robert.
Good evening, everybody. WR8RW. Well, Karen, it's been a while. I hope that you and Thor the Wonder Cat are doing well. Sounds like he's got some adventures on your new piece of furniture in place. I know Mason and Emma like to find high places to lay down and just kind of snooze. Cats, I guess, have that that urge to do so, and also, you know, with the ever-playful Daisy May, if they're laying down too low, they can get a little bit of sniffing in their face or something like that, so they tend to go high. Doing pretty well here, Karen. You know, we've had lots of rain, and so our stuff outside that's wintering over is doing pretty well. I've even seen some little buds on a couple of the little trees that I have in pots that I'm going to try to put in the ground this year. So that could be a good or bad sign. I don't know. Trees having little sprouts on them in January is kind of out of tune, if you will, with nature around here generally. But I just take it the way it is. My wife Deborah is in expectant mode. Her daughter-in-law is expecting to have her second child, Deborah's second grandchild, coming up in a week or so. So baby watch is on, and a lot of anticipation about that. As for work, I'm staying busy, trying to stay out of trouble, but you know, Karen, sometimes it just never works. Emma and Mason are doing fine. Daisy May's doing fine as well. She's just, you know, being a pretty good dog, and Deborah's granddaughter really, really loves Daisy May. They get along pretty well. They're pretty good chums everywhere. Debbie's granddaughter comes around through the house. You know, she comes back here and wants to play in my office here where I've got all my stuff. The dog comes along and sits on the floor next to her, lays down next to her while she's here. She gets up and leaves, and the dog goes back along with her. So I think they're kind of good buddies right now. And Deb's granddaughter is tall enough now that she can hug the dog around the neck, and they're, you know, she's just a little taller than the dog right now, but she's just about the size where she can give that dog a big old hug around the neck every time she wants to. I'll turn it over to you for a little bit, Karen. How you been doing out there? WD4CYM, WR8RW.
Doing pretty good. A man's supposed to come tomorrow and maybe bring some of his family with him and help me move a big bed here, one of those roll-out beds or whatever you call it that I no longer need. We got a lot of cleaning up to do in front of it before we can move it. It's going to be a chore. I hope it's not too much for them. And your granddaughter that loves Daisy May, is she the one whose mother is expecting?
WYM, WRRW, yes, ma'am, that is the one.
You said they were expecting a boy.
They've proven, and so her scheduled delivery date is next Wednesday, the 15th. So that's when they are expecting it. That's when the calculations said that she would be due. And if she is close, they are going to do it with a C-section, given the fact that they did it last time to mitigate any kind of risk.
It's like things are getting down to the wire. Has Deborah heard from her sisters out west?
WRAW. Yes, ma'am, she has. As a matter of fact, she's going to be going out to Phoenix and Tucson in late February into early March to see her sisters and her aunt, who is mid to late 80s, and see some of her cousins if they've come back from California. So she's going to have a time out there with her sisters, and, you know, sounds like it's going to be good fun for her.
Just pick the right time to go out there, because it can... I don't know about Tucson, but Phoenix can get really hot during the summertime. It can get up to like 113. And I heard there was a place in Australia the other day that got up to 123.
WR8 or W. Yeah, well, they've got that heat trouble, but some of it's generated by those bushfires, you know, kind of prairie fires like we have here in the States, but they're bushfires. And a good bit of Australia is on fire right now because of the drought that they've had and this kind of thing. So some of that 123 degrees may be attributed to some of the heat spawned off of those bushfires they've got.
I used to get the Tron Daily Bulletin. I didn't re-up my subscription, but anyway, there was this soldier that was sent to Iraq back when we first got into the Iraq. I think it was about 2003, and he said it was 123 degrees where he was, and it was like somebody holding a hair blower on him.
MWR8W, yeah, some of the younger folks that I work with had a couple of tours in Iraq, and they said that it gets pretty, pretty warm there, you know, pushing, well, yeah, 100 and some degrees. I think they measured stuff over there in Celsius, but, you know, it was like close to 50 degrees. Celsius or 120 degrees Fahrenheit, and walking around with all that kit on, the protective gear and, you know, their weaponry and the ammunition and stuff like that, had to be a really physical struggle for them.
Imagine. Okay, it's been nice to talk to you, Robert. Hope Deborah and all the rest of them will be all right during the night. And let's see, next up on our right queue list is... Let me see, just about everybody's in and out. Let me see if there's anybody that... How about KK4FPU, Richard, did you want to say anything? KK4WNT, Landon, did you want to make any comments? Begins all the way through the alphabet, call WD4CYM.
CYM, again, Kilo Echo 4, Juliet Romeo Kilo. This is John in Pass Mountain, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. 53 several ones.
Good to hear you, KF4, or I believe it's KE4JRK from Paris Mountain. Thanks for checking in with us. Anyone else? Call WD4CYM. Anybody who checked in and out, would you like to change your mind and do some rag chewing? WR8RW, this is WD4CYM. I'm going to go ahead and rack up my check-ins and get your net report ready. And if anybody wants to talk during the meantime or have a conversation with someone else, go ahead, WD4CYM. WD4CYM.
MWR8RW, go ahead.
Something to copy down my net report. My routine number 1-7. Foremost 1. Informal 0. Check-ins 31. And announcements 2.
W4CYM, WR8RW. Message 1-7 in the log for the 7th of January 2020. 31 check-ins, one formal piece of traffic, no informals, and two announcements. Thank you much, Karen. Want to remind everybody that tomorrow night, Gary, KI4DOS, will be here calling the net and bringing you the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. 73, Karen, you take care and give Mr. Thor some scratches behind the ears for all of us. WR8RW.
Well, This is WD4CYM, now securing Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to its standard broadcast mode. 73s and good night. As Robert said, Gary, KI4DOS, will be calling the net tomorrow night. Everybody have a good night.